Thanks for coming back today as we continue to discover from the Bible who God is. As you know, if you've been with us, we're catching a glimpse of the risen and ascended and exalted Jesus Christ. In his revelation of himself to the Apostle John, who received this vision while he was in exile on the island of Patmos, the Apostle sees the Lord, and this is what he looks like. Listen as I read the Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. It'll be easy to find in your Bible because this is the last book of the Bible. So just start at the back and flip a few pages to your left, and then look down at chapter 1 at verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it's been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. By the grace of God and his strength, which sustains us, here on God Is, we have talked about each one of these descriptions of the Son of Man who is Jesus. I hope that what I have passed along to you has been beneficial for your own understanding of who Jesus is. And just before we leave verse 16, I will give you my own reflections on how the Jesus we meet here transforms our understanding of him. But first, those of you who are attentive to detail, well, you know I still need to make some comments on this at the end of verse 16. His face was like the sun shining in its strength. The face of Jesus looks like what? He looks like the sun shining in its strength. I want you to notice first that John says his face was like the sun. So the face of our Lord is not the sun. But the best words the apostle had in human vocabulary were to say that Christ's face is so bright and so brilliant that it's like the sun. And I do not know about you, but my, how I love it when the sun just blazes its way across the sky. Recently, I had two experiences with seeing the sunshine with enchanting strength. I was on a long-haul flight between New York and Hong Kong, and I was seated at the window. And we came upon the sun at about 35,000 feet as we were just floating along with no turbulence. Those of you that fly know well that feeling of sitting there like you're just sailing along, when in reality the power through the engines is thrusting at several hundred miles per hour. Well, that is the sensation I had when suddenly the clouds broke a little and there was the sun in all its brilliance. The flight attendants asked the window shades be lifted, and cascading across my lap and across the aisle to the other side of the big 777 jumbo jet, we all became awash in light. Due to the change, our body clocks thought this was the sunrise, but in Hong Kong it was actually the sunset. As much as I could, without going blind, I watched that sun and thought of Revelation 1:16. His face was like the sun, shining in its strength. And then we landed, as by the grace of God we always do, and engaging with the losing battle against jet lag. Wow, that just gets harder and harder the older one becomes. So to enhance my chances of surviving it, I laced up my sneakers and forced myself down to the waterfront there along Hong Kong Harbor to get some exercise. This was a couple of evenings after we came in, and there again was the sun. It had actually been a rainy day, but in the evening the sky just opened up. The clouds rolled back just enough to set that fireball in my sight, and it poured forth its rays across the water and down the running path, lighting my way. Amazing. The sun, day after day, pouring forth light all over the world. And it was one of those skies where the sun in certain places kind of came down through the clouds, the rays forming almost like columns. And I thought back to Revelation 1, verse 7, and the description of the second coming of Christ that we talked about. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. And then again, his face was like the sun shining in its strength. Oh, how extraordinary God's handiwork in creation. And the Apostle John found the face of Christ to be descriptive of the sun shining in all of its glory. The sun is light. Well, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And he continues in John chapter 8, he who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. That's very true. And think of the dark halls and corridors of your inner life before you met Jesus, and think of the light that now sweeps across the landscape of your soul. He is the light of life. And then there is a fascinating verse of scripture that the Apostle Paul penned to the church at Corinth. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. I'll give that reference to you again so you can look it up now or later and read this for yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. Here is what Paul wrote. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. You know what? Let me read that again so you can give your busy mind a chance to capture it. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown light in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Here, the apostle harkens back to the creation in Genesis and reflects on how the word of God brought into being light. God who created the sun is the same God who spread spiritual light into the lives of every believer in Christ. And this is what Paul calls the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. That word knowledge there is the key. If you know Jesus, then you know God. Do you know God? The only possible way to know him is through his Son, Jesus the Christ. Jesus is the way to God. If you do not know Jesus, then you do not know God. And the way to know him is, of course, to hear the gospel and believe it. So let me talk a little bit about what is the gospel. Sin darkens our hearts. The sin-sick heart is blackened. And when one hears the good news of the gospel, how Jesus Christ, sent by God his Father, came into this world, lived as the one perfect human being, totally without sin. He never sinned. And then was dragged to the cross and nailed there, suffering for the sins of many. And he died for sin. It was not for his sin, because as I just said, he never ever sinned. He is perfect. He is holy. But he died to atone for the sins, all of the sins, of every person who believes in him with faith. And then, having paid the penalty in full for our sins, he burst forth from the tomb alive. He is alive forevermore. Oh, when you hear this gospel and believe it, hear it and believe it, then you are saved, rescued from, delivered from sin. You accept what Jesus has done for you. Your sins are taken away from you by him and forever deleted in the mind of God. And what happens is that supernaturally, by the grace of God only, his light shines in your heart, and as Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, you then have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. And notice, please note this, Paul adds, in the face of Christ. This is why I was drawn to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, in reading Revelation 1, verse 16b. The light found in the face of Christ in 2 Corinthians matches the face of Christ that was like the sun shining in its strength in Revelation 1. And I'm going to say that again also. The light found in the face of Christ in 2 Corinthians matches the face of Christ that was like the sun shining in its strength over in Revelation 1. You should read and reread these texts today. You're bound to take a break from your tasks at some point. Instead of scrolling through social media like Facebook, Twitter, the news, or playing your music, whatever it is you usually do, instead, open the Bible on your app or on your phone. Go on BibleGateway.com online. That's BibleGateway.com and read 2 Corinthians 4, 6 and Revelation 1, 16. See the comparisons yourself in the very Word of God. Remember, we're dealing here in Revelation 1 with the glorified Christ. His glory shines forth like the sun from his face. Is this what you picture when you imagine the face of Jesus? Is this what you think he actually looks like? Most people, I venture to say, do not. If, and that's tragically a big But if they read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John at the start of the Bible's New Testament, then typically men and women and children form an idea of the face of Christ from those accounts. If I were to walk up to you and ask you, what do you think Jesus looks like? You might cite something from the Gospels in your answer. That's perfectly fine to do. There's nothing wrong with that. But the Jesus we see there is the same Jesus we have in Revelation 1. Except that in the Gospels, he is the Jesus who is humiliated in his humanness. But in Revelation, he is the Jesus who is exalted in his divinity. Here he is glorified, shining like the sun in its strength. So I invite you to consider the exalted Jesus as well. And he is now forever exalted and glorified. And so this is the face that we, who trust him implicitly, unquestionably, absolutely, this is the face we will see. One day we will see Jesus. Let me back that up biblically as we end today. I read this just this morning at breakfast. Really, I did. There I was with my steel-cut oatmeal covered in apples, used to mask the taste of cardboard. I mean, you can't have a donut for breakfast every day, can you? If you find online an article that suggests eating donuts for breakfast daily is actually healthy for us, please forward it to me via the email today. Anyway, I was reading as I was eating. And when I was reading, it was the final chapter of the Bible, and I saw this, Revelation 22, verses 3 to 4. Listen, there will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face. Revelation 22, 3 to 4. The Apostle John saw Jesus in his vision on Patmos, and we will see him face to face in person. What hope, what joy, what a promise. So think on these things today. Rejoice in the Lord and join me again tomorrow, for God is...